Welcome to your next chapter, Northern Indiana Real Estate with Stacy Schlichtenmeyer. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your current one, or simply exploring what's next, you're in the right place. Each week, we bring you expert insight, local market knowledge, and real-world advice to help you make confident decisions. Because your next move isn't just a transaction, it's your next chapter. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Maybe you have some questions on estate planning. You can talk to Stacy by calling 574-334-7105 or search Lake City Stacy on Google. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy Schlichtenmeyer and Baylen Height.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into your next chapter, buying and selling real estate here in Northern Indiana with Stacy Schlichtenmeyer. I'm Baylen Height with Stacy, of course, and Stacy. It's chilly out there. It's a chilly time heading into Mother's Day weekend, but we're warm in here talking about some ideas and just the overall process, starting with real estate. Last week, we talked about maybe why you should buy a home, but this week, we're going to talk about the beginning of that process. Before we get into that, I should just ask you how you're doing. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I do wish it were a little bit warmer. I know we were just kind of talking about it being lake season, even though it doesn't feel like it. So, yes, I'm looking forward to flowers, warm weather, water, and all of the things.
Yes,
so
and you gifted me this morning a wonderful native plant. I know you do work with the Watershed Foundation. Mm-hmm. Yes. You've talked about that on here a couple of times. But, the native plant, bringing in those local pollinators and insects and all that fun mm-hmm. stuff. So now I've got kind of some homework to take to my backyard when I go home. So thank you for that. But we're in a season right now with real estate where you're having these conversations that we're about to talk about quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And really, there are two segments of buyers that are buying a home, looking to buy real estate. There's that first-time home buyer, and then there's that family, person, whatever, who has a home, they're selling that home, and they're looking to buy a new home, upgrade, downsize, right size, whatever it might be. But let's start with that first-time home buyer. Mm-hmm. Main key points you identify or you see that are questions asked when it comes to that first-time home buyer just trying to get into a home for the first time that they want to own?
Sure. I would say the first thing that a lot of people come to me and the misconception is that they have to have 20% down. Mm. I know we kind of briefly touched on that. There are a lot of programs. While I want to stay in my lane because I am not a lender, there are programs that are 0% down and there are a lot of options. There are also grants available. So I would say, first of all, you don't have to have a ton of money to mm-hmm. buy a house. You just need to have some support, some resources, and you know, someone to be able to help you out.
There's two words. Well, they're hyphenated. They come together. You said you're not a lender, but we're going to talk about that part process because that is just as important as looking and getting to get under contract. It's pre-approval.
Sure.
That's huge.
Yes.
That is massive
mm-hmm.
when it comes to buying a home.
Yeah. Yep. It is like the golden ticket. So when someone says to me, hey, I want to be in a home, my first question is, that's awesome. Tell me why, because I want to know more about that. What sort of timeline are we talking about? Because if they're saying, oh, I want to be in the home in summer, in July, and we are here in May, the first thing we need to do is get pre-approved. Mm-hmm. So that's very important.
What is that process? Like I said, I know we're talking lending here,
yeah.
but that, give us that timeline if you can.
Yeah, sure. So when someone comes to me and says, hey, you know, I want to buy a house, I'm looking to get pre-approved, I said, that's excellent. So if they have someone that they have a relationship with, then I encourage them to reach out to their lender. If not, then I work with amazing lenders locally here. And so a lot of times that is like a group chat or a three-way call just to kind of help them to introduce them to my lender. And then they are just kind of getting like information. So they're getting their tax returns, you know, they're going to answer some questions just about their financial life to figure out where they're at. So then they can get an idea of what their buying power is. The worst thing you can do is think you have an idea of how much you're going to be pre-approved for or how much you want to spend on a house, go and look at that house, and then you realize that actually doesn't fit your lifestyle. It's really kind of disappointing for people. So we try to nip that in the bud.
And I was going to go there next, mm-hmm. that buying power. Mm-hmm. Are there some simple things people can do through the process, maybe even before they get to you or to a lender, that just can kind of prepare them to be able to answer the questions you're going to ask them about, hey, what is your buying power or how do we find that buying power?
Sure, yes, absolutely. So having work history, and you don't necessarily have to have years of consecutive work history, but some form of work history would be helpful. if you have any sort of like other assets, so any sort of like retirement accounts, anything like that, all of those things kind of come together for like the full picture to give you more of that buying power. So if you're in a newer position, your job, and they offer some sort of like 401k, for a lot of reasons, it's really good to do that. But that also will help you down the road when the time comes to buy a house. You're looked at, right, as a little bit more responsible of a borrower, and you have like diversified assets. So those are really good things.
And see, that's something that, you know, early in my process, what you just said right there, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even have thought about that being an asset for the obvious reasons, having a 401k, especially through work or whatever it mm-hmm. might be. It kind of gives you a little bit of a leg up and understanding to a lender or to a system mm-hmm. saying, this person is someone that, you know, we can, I don't want to say trust is the right word, but that's, at the end of the day, that's what they're looking at yeah. To be able to buy that home. Are there any like lifestyle changes? And I'm not saying necessarily financially, mm-hmm. but for me, the more my mind goes is when you're getting ready to buy a home for the first time, you're a first time home buyer, you're going to have growing pains. Mm-hmm. You're taking care of a property and maybe a situation that you were prior where you didn't have to take care of that sure. property. Are there any other lifestyle mm-hmm. kind of mindsets that you mm-hmm. see first time home buyers go through that they kind of have to get adapted to or ready for?
Yeah, I would say that our lifestyle right now, we're very, you know, like now sort of people, right? So we like convenience. And I know a lot of my first time home buyers, they've just kind of had to like shuffle what some of those priorities are. So maybe instead of having so many, you know, monthly subscriptions to, you know, your Netflixes and all of that, or doing so a lot of like delivery services, mm-hmm. those types of things, it's like, okay, well, now I have my house, right? So I can like cook at home and I want to be at home, because when you have a home, it just feels different, right? Everything that you're doing there is different. So yeah, I really like looking at that. You know, it's great if you can have 3 to 6 months of reserves. Yeah. For a lot of people, that's just not possible. So that doesn't mean that you can't buy a house, right? You just kind of have to look at your lifestyle, and you want to make sure that you're setting yourself up. You know, you don't want to set yourself up for failure in the future. Mm-hmm. So life happens. Things are always happening. You know, be aware, because most people, like we know, most people don't have a few thousand dollars in the bank right now to be able to, you know, deal with some sort of emergency. And right. so that can be really scary. But one thing that is potentially very helpful with owning a house is you have equity in the house. And so when times are tough, or even when you're looking to maybe like grow or purchase an investment property, you potentially have that equity that you can tap into.
Yeah. And something you said there without maybe saying it, or maybe you didn't even kind of intend to go there, with first-time homebuyer, and we're going to talk next about someone who's selling their home to buy that next home. Mm-hmm. But you said the subscription services, the delivery, mm-hmm. that I equate with kind of my generation, sure. which is on the younger side, mm-hmm. but that's traditionally your age is buying that first-time home. So that would kind of line up with, I guess, that mindset of mm-hmm. those buyers.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
And that's something that I think is kind of different as we segue into our next pocket of buyer. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you're seeing a lot of right now, yeah. Especially in the time that we're in. But that's selling your home to get that next home. Mm-hmm. And let's talk just a little bit the major differences of that buyer versus a first-time buyer.
Yes. So the buying needs are very different. Kind of look at it like a buyer profile, if you will. A lot of times, right, you've been in a home for however many years, there may be a family involved, and there's generally a reason why you're thinking about moving. And so in real estate, a lot of times it's the D's for us, like mm-hmm. death, divorce, mm-hmm. Degrees, all sorts of these like life events cause us to move. And we can have an idea, we're going to be in this house forever, and then something happens because life is always happening. And so often people are contingent. And so what that means is that in order to buy that next house, they have to sell their current house. And that is quite a little dance that we have to do. And it happens all of, you know, every day. I'm working with multiple buyers right now that we're doing that with. But it just kind of gives you a different set of challenges that you have to overcome. And a lot of it is reassuring your clients, because most of them have never done this, or they have never done this in this market. And they see how quickly homes are flying off the market, and they get very anxious that, okay, now my house is on the market or it's under contract, and I can see that I have to be out of my house in less than a month, and I don't have a house, mm-hmm. and everyone thinks they're going to be homeless. And I understand, because it is a real concern, yeah. But it is something that, yeah, it's an everyday thing that we see. So,
and for you individually, where do you feel like your strength is as a partner for people in that situation?
I mean, a lot of times, like, I'm the cheerleader. I do feel like I'm the support. You know, I want to meet my clients where they're at. So for some people, that's not what they're looking for. That's not what they need. They're like, I just need a house. Okay, let's just do that, right? And for other people, like, they very much, like, they're like, oh my goodness, you know? And I'm like, hey, I'm here for you. So whatever that is, you know, I try to be that for my client during that time.
On the outside looking in, I hear the stereotype of spring is the time when people are often moving. Summertime, mm-hmm. you know, kids are out of school, whatever that might be mm-hmm. in their lifestyle. It just makes sense to move. Weather's warmer. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What can people do who currently own a home and they're looking to buy that next home? What can they do to be proactive to make sure that if they are contingent, it's not long, or they're mm-hmm. they're able to kind of avoid that process and get that home the first time? Are there steps they could take a month, a year out to be proactive to make sure that when it is buying and selling season, right, mm-hmm. like it is right now, they're ready to go?
Sure. For one, I would say reach out to a local trusted real estate agent. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you are a year or more out, that's mm-hmm. okay, because we can make a plan for that. And really having a plan is what gives you the most power. And for a lot of people to feel empowered, like they can move on. I would say that when the time comes that you're feeling like, okay, yes, we're ready to do this. Usually, like, it's helpful if we've done 6 months of work beforehand. Yeah. And going on the market, it's a lot. And for someone that's never listed their house before, you know, you're going to be getting showing requests all the time. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of paperwork. So for me, like, trying to set that expectation for the seller so they're not completely overwhelmed and bombarded, because that does happen. And so it's another reason why you need someone in your court to help you with all of those things.
And you're going to help maybe get that understanding of the pricing of that home. You know, what yes. should mm-hmm. we price this at mm-hmm. based on the situation you're mm-hmm. in to not only get you the best deal, mm-hmm. but to make it easy on you and be able to get to that next home? Because that's what you're really dealing with, I feel like, right now.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. This it's a timeline gap, if you will. So getting that house you have to sell under contract, you know, making it so it shows the best way. You have one shot at a first impression. And I tell all of my buyers that when we're going and looking at houses, I mean, they do. They walk into, you know, usually one of those houses and it's like, oh, wow, this place is nice. You can tell that the sellers, the owners care about it.
Yeah.
Little things. It's cookies. It's like nice smells. It's music. It's, you can just tell by the maintenance mm-hmm. of the house. I always make sure to point that out to my buyers. It just gives you an idea, right, of who lived there before, how that entire transaction is going to go. When people care, you know, things are different.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Stacy, this has been great getting to kind of understand two segments of buyers, both that first time and then that person who's got a home currently, they're looking mm-hmm. to sell. Before we close out today's show, I do want to bring up the fact that you got a downtown office on the way. Tell us yes. a little bit about that.
Yes, it's so exciting. So it's been in the works for months now. We have a brand new sign, so if anyone's mm-hmm. seen it, we're very excited about that. And yes, we have a ribbon cutting coming up May 29th at noon. We're very excited to have an independent Keller Williams office here locally. Mm-hmm. So we've serve our clients here, and in addition to be able to have an office for local agents to come.
I was about to say, I think mm-hmm. you've been most excited hearing you talk about it, mm-hmm. the fact that you've got a place to go and kind of hang out for an hour or two if you need to do some paperwork, whatever it might be.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, Keller Williams is the largest real estate brokerage, so we have access to training and resources that we just would not have locally here any other way. So the fact that we have, you know, a hub here and we can bring agents in and we can still have access to those nationally, you know, national sort of trainings mm-hmm. is just really cool. And I'm excited for that.
Stacy, how can folks get in touch with you if they're going through any of these processes we've talked about today?
Sure. Well, the best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. My number is 574-334-7105. You could also email me at LakeCityStacy, that's S-T-A-C-I-E, at KW.com. And you could also stop by our downtown office.
Yeah.
So it's at 212 South Buffalo Street in Warsaw, and very excited about that.
Can't wait. We'll be there for that. We'll talk about that a lot more in the coming weeks as we get more into the thought process of buying and selling real estate here in Northern Indiana. This has been Your Next Chapter. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. For Stacy Schlichtenmeyer, I'm Baylen Height.
You've been listening to Your Next Chapter, Northern Indiana Real Estate, with your hosts, Stacy Schlichtenmeyer and Baylen Height. If you missed any part of today's show or want to catch past episodes, visit newsnowwarsaw.com, click on the on-demand page, and select Your Next Chapter. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Maybe you have some questions on estate planning. You can talk to Stacy by calling 574-334-7105. or search Lake City Stacy on Google. Join us again next time as we help you take the next step towards your future, because your next move is your next chapter.